This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. A U.S. military ship has launched from Virginia, carrying equipment to build a pier for food aid in Gaza, where the U.N. says Palestinians face famine. NPR's Amy Held reports.
A U.S. Army ship is en route to the eastern Mediterranean with building materials for an aid port in Gaza, where hunger levels are desperate. Already, the U.N. says at least 10 children have starved to death. The U.S. and other countries have resorted to airdropping food, an insufficient and dangerous approach. Gaza health officials say several people were killed when a parachute failed and a pallet crashed onto them. In an interview with MSNBC this weekend, President Biden called on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to pay more attention to the innocent lives lost as a consequence of his pursuit of Hamas, saying he is hurting more than helping Israel.
And I think it's a big mistake.
Biden adds while he is never going to leave Israel, they cannot leave 30,000 more Palestinians dead. Amy Held, NPR News.
Georgia voters headed the polls Tuesday to vote in the 2024 presidential primaries. But the Biden and Trump campaigns are now looking to the general election in November. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports.
It's not clear if President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will share a debate stage this year. But on Saturday, they seem to shadow each other in Georgia, conveying very different visions for the country at simultaneous rallies 70 miles apart. Sinead Carpin came to see Biden speak in Atlanta. She said she's just starting to tune into the election and hasn't made up her mind yet. Carpin says she's not sure if an 81-year-old politician like Biden really gets what life is like for a 27-year-old like her.
You know, it's hard to see a future when you are flooded in debt and you can't find a place to live. Then there's wars in other countries, and then groceries grow up and like all these different things.
Biden flipped Georgia blue in 2020 by just under 12,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
U.S. officials say non-essential personnel have been airlifted from the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. Gang violence has escalated in the Haitian capital in recent weeks. In a statement, the U.S. Military Southern Command said the embassy remains focused on advancing U.S. efforts to support the Haitian people and to bring about a peaceful transition of power. Voters in the Republic of Ireland have rejected the government's efforts to change the constitutional definitions of a family unit and the role of women in society. Villa Marx has more.
Ireland's government asked voters to alter the country's constitution, removing the link between the concept of family and the institution of marriage and ending language around a woman's so-called duties at home. Previous votes to allow same-sex marriage and abortion had prompted celebration in the traditionally Catholic country, but voters overwhelmingly rejected the latest proposed amendments.
Villa Marx reporting. This is NPR News in Washington. The Netherlands opened its National Holocaust Museum today to honor the more than 100,000 Dutch Jews who died. Israeli President Isaac Herzog attended the opening. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered near the museum to support Palestinians in Gaza, demanding an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. In Southern California, a wet winter has nature lovers on the lookout for wildfires. NPR's Liz Baker reports there's an easy way to locate the best ones.
Before you hit the road on a long, probably trafficy drive from LA to see the wildflowers, don't you want to make sure you're heading for the most spectacular show? Well, there's a phone number to call for that.
It's early days, with violets and manzanitas blooming still.
For 41 years, the nonprofit Theodore Payne Foundation has run the hotline. Evan Meyer is executive director.
We update it every Friday, and it runs for the next 2 months.
The hotline features the voice of Emmy-winning actor Joe Spano, reading a poetic report compiled from scientists and park employees around the region. And anyone can call it, even if you're out of state and looking for a dose of secondhand springtime. Liz Baker, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Government scientists say this winter has been the warmest in 130 years of keeping records. Temperatures in the lower 48 states were 5 degrees hotter than normal on average from December through February. Last month, it was more than 10 degrees warmer than average in Alaska. The trend hurts crops that need colder temperatures and reduces the amount of snowpack, which affects the water supply. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.